Alex Soth discusses the advantage of photographing people with a large format camera.
After I'd been photographing for a while, I realized that a number of my favorite photographers worked with the same camera, the same format camera, and in really different ways. So Sally Mann in one way, Stephen Shore in another way, and I just thought, well, maybe there's something to it, I should just give it a try. And in fact, there really is something to it. It's a large camera where the negative is actually 8 by 10 inches, which gives it a lot of detail and so forth. But more than the issues of resolution, and for me, what makes the camera so amazing is the actual experience of using it. The ground glass, this kind of screen at which you look at the image through, it is large enough that it's like a television or something, but crystal clear and just a beautiful thing to look at. Additionally, it shapes the space. Because of what's called depth of field, it sort of has a way of pulling, carving figures out of space. So early on, I started practicing using this camera much the same way I practiced photographing strangers early on, and just kind of went out with it. And I made this picture of a mother and daughter outside of a Target store in St. Paul, you know, very quickly. And I mean, very quickly using this camera, but not quickly in terms of what most people think about photography, in that, you know, I see them going to their car, I have to talk to them first, then I have to set up the camera and make the picture. But part of the thrill, too, is that they're not going to wait there for an hour for me. So there's this frantic energy to make something happen. The process of stopping people gives it more formality and more of a feeling that this is an event that's taking place. I mean, I think the biggest advantage of photographing people with a large camera like this is that it gives kind of everyone a chance to calm down. If you approach someone on the street and shove a camera in their face instantly, you know, they're going to react in fear or agitation. In this process, because I have to set up the camera and focus and I am under this dark cloth removed, there's enough time for them to relax and forget about things or just move into a more interior space. And this is what I really like, is when there isn't too much of an encounter between us in terms of me directing them and them talking, where it's really they're in their space and I'm in my space, and I like this meeting of these two solitary people. And in fact, I always think that the viewing experience of the photographs is quite similar to the photographic experience, in that it's, you know, printed at this scale with this kind of detail. It is kind of like you're encountering a person, but at the same time, you have the safety of that they're not really there.